This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Did you know that Congress once printed Bibles? At the time of the American Revolution, the British government had strict laws about printing Bibles. Only a few printers were licensed to do that, and none of them was in the American colonies, so all Bibles had to be imported from England. The Revolutionary War naturally interrupted trade with England, and there was a severe shortage of Bibles in America. In 1777, U.S. clergy petitioned the Continental Congress to have Bibles printed in America. In response, Congress passed a resolution to import 20,000 Bibles from Holland, Scotland, and other countries, but in the chaos of the war, they never arrived. So 3 years later, another resolution to print Bibles in America was introduced in Congress, and printer Robert petitioned Congress to print them. And versions of the Bible were printed soon after. In the United States, printers had the freedom to print the scriptures freely, without government approval. We now agree where prayer and Bible readings in public schools have been outlawed by the Supreme Court for over 50 years. We're told it's a question of commandments in a courthouse or to have a nativity scene at City Hall. But interestingly, the Continental Congress considered for a moment whether their appropriation to print the Bible was an affront to religious freedom. They knew it about our loss of religious liberty.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in Religious Freedom by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 20th, 2014. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Can you believe 2014 is almost over? The website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Michael from New York is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Next hour, I have been wanting to play Toward a Healthy Society. And I'm going to do that in the final segment, second hour, before we go to the phone calls. Looking forward to that. A lot of news and information, as always. Some of the headlines are going to be coming up. Wealth gap in America widens to record level, according to the LA Times. UK oil industry close to collapse as price plunges below $60 per barrel. New poll out, one in four Americans would favor succession. Well, we're 25% of the way there. America's Afghan war bill, $1 trillion and rising. Should be no surprise there. Remember, that was the war that was going to pay for itself. This is what a currency collapse looks like. Shopping frenzy going on in Russia. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. And is the ruble collapse an act of war? An article by Paul Craig Roberts. Interesting article. We'll be discussing a little bit of that too. UN sending thousands of Muslims to America. It's all part of the agenda for all of the Western countries to be flooded with immigrants, illegal and otherwise. And we are seeing that in our country very obviously. We'll be discussing that as well. Illegal immigration up, deportations down in a 2014 Homeland Security report just coming out, Washington Times. You know, there's always a big dump of data right here through the holidays. Of course, knowing that the mainstream lapdog prostituted media is not going to be covering it, and that 99% of Americans are asleep at the wheel, they released the information because what difference does it make? That is some evidence of that. Hey, Dick Cheney should be in prison, not on Meet the Press, according to Greenwald. Russia Today ran this article. Of course, if you've already, hate to be having to mention this, but of course, Dick Cheney saying they done everything right. He would do it all again, torture prisoners again. You know, what, 1,700 years ago, they discovered torture didn't work. We'll be talking about that as well. Before we get started, wanted to say a couple of things. You know, this will be the last broadcast before Christmas. And, you know, I can't help but wonder, if you look around, it seems like there's less and less Christmas lights and decorations up. You know, I wonder, as time goes forward, if people will just quit putting up these type of decorations. It's not like it used to be, at least when I was a child. It's changed greatly. Of course, not the materialism, not the consumerism. That's changed greatly, too. More of it. Growing up, you didn't see Black Friday mobs, people stampeded to get baubles and trinkets made in China like you see now. But also, too, you know, I wanted to mention, growing up, listening to someone like my mom tell about Christmas and what a big deal it was to get socks or mittens. And look how our society has changed now. If you was to give a 7-year-old some socks and mittens, they'd probably try to burn your house down because you didn't get them, what, Xbox 14. It is amazing how our society has changed just in, what would you say, two generations? three at the most. What a difference a little bit of time makes. What a difference the indoctrination and enslavement of television has done to this society. What a feeble-minded bunch we must be in this country to allow these changes to happen so rapidly. And we're going to be discussing some news articles that, well, just happened to prove that sad point. We'll be getting to those shortly. Let's get started. How about this for a story coming in from RT.com? FBI agents all over the United States have mishandled, wrongly labeled, and even lost evidence pertaining to criminal investigations. A critical internal review has found the Bureau is even storing more weapons and drugs than it has documented. We're going to get to how much drugs. So while you're sitting there drinking your coffee, and I'm getting to that part of this article, how much drugs do you think the FBI has, more than they say they have? In pounds. We'll discuss this in pounds. Be thinking about that while I move forward. According to the internal report, and again, all this kind of information always comes out this time of year, obtained and first reported on by the New York Times, many of the problems could be traced back to the transition to a computer storage system dubbed Sentinel. Well, I'm going to talk about the computers and some of my goings around this area of recent. When that system went online in 2012, it was meant to make searching through evidence much more efficient, particularly compared to sifting through paper files. But problems with the technology have caused setbacks. Well, maybe this was built by the same people that built healthcare.gov. More seriously, however, were issues concerning missing evidence. In fact, some 1,600 pieces of evidence have been signed out for months or more before they were ever returned. In one case, a piece of evidence has been out since 2003. What a role model of efficiency they are. A majority of the errors identified were due in large to human error, attributable to a lack of training and program management oversight, the report reads as quoted by the Times. Isn't that always what the problem is? It's never the computers. Out of the 41,000 pieces of evidence reviewed by auditors, there were errors with almost half of them. Only 50%. This could potentially have a big impact on future criminal cases, the newspaper reported, since lawyers can use even minor record-keeping discrepancies to get evidence thrown out of court. Already, the FBI is telling prosecutors around the U.S. that defendants might need to know about these errors detailed in the review. No duh. Among these mistakes, the review stated that the FBI was holding on to more weapons than previously believed, as well as 2 tons of more drugs than their records stated. So only 4,000 pounds of drugs unaccounted for at the FBI. Isn't that rather interesting? Isn't it, shouldn't it be stated that, wow, shortchange the IRS about 8 cents and see what happens? They managed to be a model of efficiency on how much you pay in taxes. But any of the rest of the government agencies, it's almost like Mo, Larry, and Curly are at large with the ridiculous errors, the comedy of errors, the litany of errors, and of course, let's don't forget the millions, sometimes billions, and occasionally trillions that they will come out and say they have just lost or has disappeared. But you know, wealth doesn't disappear, it's always transferred. So it's somewhere, and someone's got it. It's just they don't want you to know about it, and since there's zero accountability, and no one's going to jail, because they never do unless they roll the lowly peon, then it moves on to the next story in the news of crime waves, Britney Spears shaves her head, or Justin Bieber smokes pot, and the American people move on to the next holiday or transition, whatever they're putting them through. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, Dick Cheney should be in prison, not on Meet the Press. Greenwald was in the news this past week speaking on the CIA torture report, and isn't that the truth? Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, war criminals, they should be in prison for what they have done to those people and to our country. It's a national disgrace. And where is the outrage? The people are marching in the street over what happened in Ferguson, and say nary a word about torture and murder. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me, back in a moment.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
We're back with Elvis. Farron in the studio saying this is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. I wanted to say, I got a couple of emails, talked to some people this past week that have Obamacare or have health care through the subsidies of Obamacare. Everyone I spoke to, their health care went up about 400% from last year or this year to next year. So exactly as it was predicted. And, of course, everyone the same story if you have to deal with the site or call in. What a nightmare. All right. Journalist Glenn Greenwald said Dick Cheney is able to brag about the success of torture on weekend news shows because the Obama administration has decided to shield torturers rather than prosecute them. Should be no surprise here. It's all one big happy family. The El Fixo is L-N-O. And, you know, growing up, you... I'll speak for myself. I don't know about you, but I'll speak for myself. Growing up, you thought that other countries, you were brought up to think that other shameful, mean dictatorships tortured people. Not the great United States that went around the world with the white hat, righting wrongs. In a wide-ranging interview about the CIA torture report, prospects for the 2016 presidential race, U.S.-Cuba relations, and the Sony hack, Greenwald told Huffington Post Live that the discussion about the torture report is distorted since we are not hearing from the victims of the torture themselves. Isn't this true? We're relying only on the information that the federal government, the giant hypocrite, known liar, is giving us. In an interview on Meet the Press, former Vice President Dick Cheney claimed that torture worked and announced he would do it again in a minute if given the opportunity. So when you have a sadist like this, a war criminal, that goes on TV and says, hey, torture works, y'all, I would do it again in a minute. Now, everyone in America that sat back and hadn't said a word about this or actually secretly condones this because you are so successfully indoctrinated by the television, or God only knows why. I can't understand any reason you would do that. But when other countries are torturing our young men and women, you know, everyone sits back and says, well, I guess it works. You know, we do it, so why should they not? Why should we hold North Korea to some higher standard than we hold ourselves? That day will be coming, friend. In response, Greenwald said that whether torture worked or not is completely irrelevant, and no one should be interested in that because everyone who tortures claims they do it for a good reason, even though it has been banned under international treaties and laws. Greenwald said it was former Republican President Ronald Reagan who championed the idea that torture was never justifiable. Reagan signed the International Convention Against Torture in 1988, which became the primary international foundation of anti-torture law. Reagan said at the time the treaty would clearly express the United States' opposition to torture, an abhorrent practice unfortunately prevalent in the world today. Greenwald said the reason why Dick Cheney is able to go on Meet the Press instead of where he should be, which is a dock in The Hague or in a federal prison, is because President Obama and his administration made the decision not to prosecute any of the people who implemented this torture regime, despite the fact that it was illegal and criminal. Well, the United States has not held to any international treaties, right? We break them at will. We only hold other countries to that treaties, to those treaties, and then we'll stick our big military might on them if they don't jump right in line and go along with the big bully. He added, when you send the signal, like the Obama administration did, that torture is not a crime to be punished, it is a just policy dispute to argue about on Sunday shows. Of course, it emboldens torturers like Dick Cheney to go around on Sunday shows and say, what I did was absolutely right. Well, you can rest assured that one administration that's in the pocket, one puppet president, is not going to do anything about the past puppet president. So there is, let me say it again, let me play the broken record. No accountability for these criminals. You know, that's why I just laugh mockingly when someone brings up the idea of impeaching, you know, that we're going to impeach Bush. And then you heard that, how many times is it going to go around that there won't be another election and that they're going to stay in power? What difference does it make? What difference does it make if Bush would have stayed in power? Or if Obama stays in power? What do you want? Jeb Bush? You want that? What difference does it make? It's the rotation of the puppet. You people make me sick. Especially the ones that waste their time sending me any kind of petition to sign. What a useless waste of time that is. Show me where one of them's ever worked. Online petitions. Doing nothing, pretending it's something, and expecting something, and always getting nothing, and then repeating it again. How about this for a story? Now, this one should be of no surprise. Washington Times carrying the story. The number of illegal immigrants crossing the border rose in 2014. Newsflash. While deportations dropped. Wow, blow me down. According to a new statistics Homeland Security released yesterday in a pre-holiday data dump that signaled potential problems on both sides of the immigration enforcement equation. They got problems. Since they don't enforce the laws that's on the books and they promote this open border policy while they've created their own problem. Apprehensions on the border, which Homeland Security Jay Johnson said is a yardstick of the overall illegal immigration, rose 16% in fiscal year 2014. You remember the clip I played of Obama the liar, the speech he gave about how illegal immigration coming across the border was down to like 30-year lows since like the early 70s. I mean, what a lie. Heck, a bunch of you people out there probably believed it. While deportations from within the interior of the United States, the measure of how much the administration is going after longtime illegal immigrants, fell 24%. Remember what the old bummer said about that? Those numbers, which covered October 1st, 2013 through September 30th, 2014, are from before President Obama announced temporary amnesty on November 20th that is likely to lower deportations even more. So these numbers are expected to even worsen. My God, the inmates have taken over the asylum. The American people are asleep at the wheel, and the ship is headed toward the rocks. Prepare. Prepare. Mayday. Prepare, people. An administration official briefing reporters on conditions he not be named said the drop in deportations was at least partially due to a surge of illegal immigrants from Central America who, he said, required detention, flights, and travel documents, making them more expensive to deport. The Mexicans, who can usually be sent back across the land border. So we fly them to various places in the United States, or I guess around the world, to supposedly deport them. Boy, is there any other country maybe we could model our immigration policies after? Since obviously, you know, these buffoons in Washington play the role of too dumb to do it. Any country's immigration policy at this point would probably look great compared to what our country does for us. We're a borderless country, let's just face it. The official also said part of the problem is the so-called sanctuary cities. Localities are increasingly refusing to turn immigrants over to federal authorities for deportation. Homeland Security said localities refused 10,182 different requests from federal agents to hold illegal immigrants the agents wanted to pick up for deportation. Well, why don't Homeland Security send their big SWAT teams in on that? They just put up with that. Oh, that sanctuary cities, and just say, oh, we're not going to play by the rules. And what? Homeland Security just says, oh, well, okay, well, we'll just take our guns and armaments and go home. Okay, that's it. Yeah, that's what they'd have you believe. It is all part of the agenda. It's not only in the United States, but it's also in your Western nations over in Europe. It is all part of the agenda for open immigration policy. It destroys the culture. We're coming up on a break. We're coming back. Michael from New York. We're going to ask him about all this and more. Stay with me.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Baron in the studio saying, red alert, red alert, there's a mass pandemic in America. Americans have Stockholm Syndrome. They are in love with their enslaver. We're joined by Michael in New York. Michael, how are you doing today, sir?
Well, good morning, Farron. Doing well, sir, only due to the grace of the good Lord himself in this crazy, insane world. Thanks, and great to be back on. Thanks for inviting me back on, sir.
Oh, glad to have you on today. And it, you know, Michael, just with what you said there, the insanity, sometimes when I'm sitting here and I look at the news stories that I've printed off for the week, and, you know, the FBI, they've lost 2 tons of drugs, and half of the evidence they've mishandled, and Dick Cheney says torture worked, he would do it all again, even though, you know, we're breaking laws that we actually helped instigate decades ago with regards to torture. I mean, it really is. And of course, I was going to get your opinion. Where stock market's up and down, the ruble is plummeting. I mean, no one's saying anything about Ebola, and here it is, Christmas season. Go out and consume, go out and buy, go out and buy on credit, and just que sera, sera.
Yes, sir, and so many great points to cover. You know, for example, with the falling oil prices, right? We're down under $60 currently per barrel. How is it that we're still paying just under $3 a gallon? I mean, by rights, when it's down that low, it should be the gasoline per gallon should be at somewhere around a dollar. Isn't it curious that every time when gas prices were dramatically rising up to $3-4 a gallon, that any word that a potential threat the Gulf crisis or this or that, and it didn't even happen yet, and the gas prices overnight would go up, keep going up dramatically. But now, with a dramatic drop in the price per barrel of oil, yet the gas prices aren't plummeting. Yes, they've come down, but they're not plummeting. So it's everything is BS from this devil system that these controllers like Cheney, who's just a puppet for the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, they have us trapped in. It's everything is obviously BS. And, you know, as you were saying with these comments with Obama again saying that, you know, the flux of illegals coming in is down and all that nonsense, there should be a closed caption person on the screen every time these lying dirtbag traders and foreign agents come on the air to give us their BS. There should be a closed caption in the corner of the screen with a farmer shoveling the BS with a big shovel. Or even better yet, for anyone that's seen the parody movie on Top Gun and other movies with Charlie Sheen called Hot Shots. I think it was Hot Shots 2. And the actor Richard Crenna was kidnapped by terrorists and they're making a video of him claiming, you know, that he regrets being an American and all that. And he's doing a hand gesture while they're videotaping it. And that should be on the closed caption as well whenever these lying dirtbags come on, because it is pure BS.
You know, the audacity and gall that now they display, I mean, they will float. They're not floating little tiny lies, you know, where it's just a slight mistruth. They will get on there and tell complete, bold-faced, provable lies, just like what he said about immigration and the statistics I just read. And then this lapdog press, there's absolutely no accountability. And what gets me about it is, I mean, the RBN audience, yes, they're awake, they're watching this, they see right through it, but there is that they're a small minority to this whole large society, much of which just don't care, but it just boggles my mind. And there's something else I wanted to get your opinion of. You know, this past week, there was 15,000 Germans marching in the streets about the immigration policies that now the Merkel government is putting in. They're letting in a lot of Muslims. And I've got a story here that I'm going to be doing at top of the hour where the United States is fixing to take in thousands of Syrian refugees. We're seeing this not only in America where we're forced to have this open border policy. We're seeing it in Western countries, too. And to me, it is the perfect scenario to set up to keep the races divided, fighting amongst themselves. You know, it's kind of like the magician twirls the cane while you so you watch that hand instead of watching the other. And that's the situation that we're seeing worldwide here.
Yes, sir. All by design, as you mentioned earlier, with the United Nations. You see, this is all part of their agenda, which is driven by the Zionist Jews that created the United Nations, that created the Bolsheviks and the fascists. And so they want to homogenize all of the countries of the world and muddy it up so that there's no more culture, a distinguishing culture for that set of people, and that they lose contact with their roots of the history of their culture so that everything is lost. And then their identity, their personal identities will be lost. And this is what they're after. So that in the end, only these Zionist scum have their identity, thinking that they're still God's chosen people, which is a total joke. I mean, the only God they're chosen by is Lucifer, and they do acknowledge that at the pinnacle of their meeting when they get together. But this is really what it's all coming down to, and the cause of it all. And all I can stress to my fellow Americans and everybody else around the world that's dealing with this crap, since we don't have control over our government and they want to keep our borders wide open and flood us with foreigners that don't belong here, that have nothing in common with us, per se, I say you don't give them any business. You need some contractors, and they're coming in with illegal, say, hey, get out of here, you're not hired. You go shopping, you want to go eat at a restaurant, you see illegals cooking there, they're in the kitchen or they're working there, so long, I'm out of here. You do not give them any of your business. Through attrition, they will learn they're not welcome here. You be nice, you don't hate them, you can't blame them if our traders and our government and foreign agents are given a red carpet saying, come on in, United States is up for grabs, the Americans are out of here, we want to give it to you. Well, you can't blame them for that. But we as Americans or any other person of any other country in Europe, you just don't give them any of your business so that they know they're not welcome here. That's all we can do at the moment, but it would be very effective, just like right now with Christmas approaching. Nobody, don't buy anything, people. Don't buy this commie crap that these Zionist scumbags are exploiting these people in these slave labor countries and then make and spring it over here thinking that we're going to buy it. Don't buy that crap. Make Christmas a nice family get-together. Let's appreciate the spiritual value and meaning of what this special holiday means to us Christians. And let's keep it strong in our culture, which is another obvious example of what these Zionist scum are trying to do. They're trying to destroy our most sacred holiday, which made the American culture dominant in the world up to modern times. Americans were prosperous beyond belief. Christmas was a very special holiday. Everybody looked forward, as you said, years back. It was big. It was always, everybody, especially when we were young, we looked forward to it. There was something about it. It was the family get-together. The upbeat feeling in the air around that time of year, positive feeling in the air, which is clearly pretty much gone now. And so we have to keep reviving that, keep it alive. That's our duty. But we have to also just not make sure we don't give them any of our business. Let these big corporations shut down, go out of business because we're not giving them our money. We're not bringing business. Let's be creative and independent again. Let's make things on our own as much as possible and remain in God's system that he wanted Americans to be in, independent, relying on God and each other for our well-being instead of big corporations that are run by these Rockefeller, Rothschild, international robber baron scum.
When we're going to be coming up on a break, when we come back, I wanted to get your opinion. You know, what we're seeing happening now in Russia with the ruble, what we've been seeing in the stock market. We know what happened to Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi. Anytime anyone starts challenging the dollar, trying to step off the dollar, war seems to follow, and it's. I've got an article here I'm going to get into next hour, but Paul Craig Roberts saying there's really no economic reasons to see this happening if you take Russia versus the United States, where we've got this gigantic trade deficit, we've got this massive national debt, and he thinks that this is all being done by design to Russia to put pressure on Russia because Russia is not falling in line with the powers that be. I want to get your opinion on that when... And you can go ahead. The break's about a minute away. I know it's going to interrupt you, but go ahead, Michael.
Well, yes, this is everything is always by design. Nothing happens in this political world today by chance or coming out of nature somehow. And so they are they're putting a lot of stress on Russia. So you know what's curious too? Remember when GW was our president and Russia's our friend now? And
Hold that thought for me, Michael. We're coming up on that break. We'll get it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Michael in New York. Back in moments.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio talking to Michael in New York. Michael, broke your train of thought, but we were discussing the fact of what's going on in Russia. You were making the point, and I agree fully. It is all these things that happen. None of it's happenstance. It's all by design. And when you have any countries that want to play on the gold standard, want to move away from the dollar, you start seeing these scenarios unfold. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, that's all true, but, you know, the big picture of all this is that it is all by design because we also, you know, they're highlighting in the media how, you know, Russia, but we're also doing this with the Chinese covertly, and there's a lot of pressure building up for a military type of action that are pending. We had some showdowns with China in the South China Seas over islands that Japan took from China. And so there's a lot going on here, but it's all by design. Now, when these Rockefeller and Rothschild scumbags built up Red China, Mao Zedong and Red China, and then they brought all our high tech over there and started building up and investing big time in Red China to make them what they are today. Now, what obviously, then eventually what you're going to realize is that China's just going to say, hey, we're big, we can be independent. We don't need your Federal Reserve note, your International Monetary Fund money, and we'll break out on our own. And they coaxed them to do all this. It's all by design. So when we hear the reports that, well, you know, no way the Federal Reserve bankers are going to let these guys, Russia, China, the BRIC nation, Brazil, India, Argentina, break away from the Federal Reserve note international trade currency, well, that's a joke. They were coaxing them to do this to get us into this predicament because ultimately they do want war as well, you see? So it's all BS, constant BS from the controlled propaganda media machine that we are all exposed to daily through the boob tube or their controlled radio station.
You know, one of the things, I'm going to get to this article next hour by Paul Craig Roberts, but isn't it interesting when they catch these bankers? I mean, if people have trouble seeing through this, this right here should be a real window of insight. When they catch these bankers that are manipulating the market or doing things that are illegal, that one, they don't get prosecuted, two, they don't go to jail. What they do when they catch these bankers doing anything illegal is they fine them, they get to pay money, which is part of the money that they stole illegally through their crime of fraud, and then they just pay a fine and absolutely no accountability. Can you imagine, Michael, how these bankers and politicians sit around a big table, probably with a Baphomet in front of it, and laugh about how they pull this swindle off on the American people over, and the world for that matter, over and over and over and over?
Yes, sir. Again, you know, that just makes me recall back in the mid-'80s when Neil Bush, son of old man Bush, brothers to Jeb Bush and the fruitcake G.W. Bush, when they got caught raiding that bank in Europe, and which the movie The International that some of your listeners called in about when I played a clip from that about how nobody wants to know the truth because it requires accountability if it gets exposed. and so that was really basing that story on these bankers and all their activity with arms dealing and all this kind of stuff and ripping off everybody. But just like you said, when they get caught, like Neil Bush did and the Bush family with that bank and all these other banking families, well, they ripped off billions, and they're told they got to pay back what, $50 million? Oh, wow! Yeah, that's a real punishment. And like you said, it's not even their money; it's the money they ripped off, and they're only giving back a small portion. It's really incredible. And just to even show how real incredible it all is for everybody, just still getting the big picture on what's going on here. You know, I'm looking at a photo of old man Bush now from November. And for those that think there is no accountability, well, in man's world, currently under the devil's system, there's no accountability for the devil's children getting away with the mass murder and ripping off of the people. However, in God's system, there's always accountability. And this guy, old man Bush, he's on his way out, and he looks terrible, and his mental faculties are shot. You could see that clearly. But out of everything, here in the media, they call him Gallant George H. Bush. Now, remember, we're talking about the guy with the Franklin cover-up who's a pedophile. Definitely a pedophile. I got photos with him and Victor Ash, who was a fruitcake, along with his son G.W. Bush. They were rooming together at Yale. And then Victor Ash was mayor, I believe, in Tennessee, Memphis. When they found out how fruity he was and corrupt, they kicked him out, and he was next seen in Colorado running for mayor somewhere with his homosexual partner dressed like a real gutter boy. And but I got a photo with that Victor Ash with old man Bush with some young boys posing somewhere, and you know those young boys were in deep trouble in these devil clutches. But they call him Gallant Bush. And now we know the Bush family are Nazis all the way. His old man, Prescott Bush, who worked for the Jew banking family, the Harriman brothers, and funded Adolf Hitler and the Nazis big time. And so we know they are Nazis. And again, swastika building at U.S. Navy base, everybody just got to look that up, and you'll see we got a swastika building clear as day at our U.S. Navy base at Coronado near San Diego. And so the Bush family run the Republican Party, which are the fascists, and the commies run the Democratic Party, which is Bolshevik. So we know the Bushes are Nazis all the way. And yet in the same article about the gallant old fart Bush, his close pal, Ron Kaufman, Jewish. So obviously the Jews are Nazis too, just like I've been saying for the longest time. And so here we have the big joke of it all, that these Jews that cry Holocaust and all this kind of crap, they are the Nazis. They got away with all that crap, and they are behind the United Nations crap. And here I'm looking at Jenna Bush, daughter of the fruit, supposed daughter of the fruitcake GW, and here they're praising her, honoring a legacy, they say. See, there's a legacy to the Bush family, and it's incredible how they kiss each other's buttocks, promoting themselves as so dignified and honorable when they're nothing but scum and crooks. In the devil's system, only scum rises to the top. It's in God's natural order where cream rises to the top. And so this Bush family, here they are, involved with UNICEF, United Nations activities. They're all in it. And they all promote the UNICEF crap. They're all part of this United Nations crap, which was definitely a Zionist Jewish creation from the get-go. And so it's always in our face.
Hey, Michael,
we've got to keep looking.
We got about 1 minute left. I wanted to give you some opportunity to give out some contact information.
Well, thank you, Farron. And, you know, last I just want to say real quick, too, about these guys being devil worshippers in USA Today. Back in November 29th, I'm looking at an article, and, of course, we're all consumers, and it shows a shopper hustling off with a big TV screen, making it look like it's the in thing to do. We're a bunch of consumers. And the article says, Black Magic is back for Friday bargain hunters. So there it is again. They're devil worshippers. Black magic is back, people. So it's always in our face. They make it clear as day. We just got to keep looking. For anyone that would like to contact me, my contact number is 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or you can email me at michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com, michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com. Farron, I want to thank you again, sir, and I want to wish everybody a blessed Merry Christmas. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Stay close to the good Lord. He takes care of his own. And thanks again so much, for allowing me on your show.
You have a great weekend. We're coming up on that break. When we come back, we're going to get into the ruble collapse, Paul Craig Roberts article. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in a moment.